From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to open the phones up at the start of the next segment. I'm going to play that video clip, premiere it here, of the police in Dallas with signs saying the Federal Reserve was private property, keep off. And the police in San Antonio saying, yes, it's private property. But it masquerades as a federal building. That's coming up. This is so simple that it's complex. But it's very elementary. The big mega corporations want a collectivist model because they control populations through that system. And they are setting that up here in the United States. And they have designed this depression, this implosion of the euro, this implosion of the dollar. So when the crisis gets bad, the very same people that set all of this up, the very same people that are the authors of our current state, come in with their solutions, which is more power for them, more taxes. And here's Herman Cain with his 999 program. Where I guess you've got a 9% Social Security tax, 9% IRS tax, and 9% sales tax. And I told you, that's what they told you for 16 years. They've always planned to talk about a fair tax all day and a VAT or a sales tax. And then they're going to say they're going to get rid of the income tax. But when it came time, they're not going to. And Neil Bortz gets up there and says, oh, well, Herman Cain, you know, he's got to get into office before he gets rid of the IRS. The Federal Reserve Act created the income tax. It was passed right around the same time to pay the money to the Federal Reserve. I mean, this was not just a Federal Reserve board member. This was the head of the New York Fed who is then on the national board. I mean, he actually had a seat at the Rothschild-Rockefeller table. An absolute contemptible socialist, crony capitalist person, but just like Rick Perry, with all the Al Gore cheerleading and all the Hillary care supporting and all the Bilderberg meetings, it's going to take time to get this out to people. You notice that they had people like Perry come out and act like Ron Paul, but the word came out on him. So now they're slipping Herman Cain in, and they'll build him up, let him get attacked, and then bring Romney back in. That's what they're doing right now. We've got to go after Herman Cain and Romney and Perry, all of them. I mean, my gosh, ladies and gentlemen, the Federal Reserve, any way you slice it, set up our current economic system. And the banks that are members of it are making record profits off of banker bailout money. That's not free market. And then allowing through the CIA and Democratic Party and others an attack on the free market. That's how they control the paradigm. They control the right. They control the left, and we need to get rid of the Federal Reserve. It's unconstitutional, and restore it back to the Congress. We need to educate the public on the basic systems of liberty and on monetary policy. That's the answer. We need to reestablish the Glass-Steagall Act and not let these investment banks issue trillions of dollars of total fraudulent garbage and then infect all the legitimate investment vehicles out there and then hold the whole system hostage saying, give me more power, give us more money, or we'll destroy the entire system. This is bankster occupation. And it's beautiful how they do it because then they blame capitalism for their takeover system. All right, the phones aren't open yet. I'm going to come back from break so our AM and FM listeners can call in as well because this first little five-minute segment is only carried by some of our stations and Internet and PrisonPlanet.tv, but I don't like to waste time with the news. We do the news here ourselves. So I'm going to come out, give out the number. I want to hear, A, do you understand what I'm saying? B, do you disagree? Do you agree? Do you have something to add? Because I've tried to not get in a fight with Occupy Wall Street, but it is, from the beginning, government co-opted and run. Does that mean all the members are bad? Certainly not. And all over the country, they don't want the Ron Paul people there. The Democrats are in there running it, the operatives, the CIA front people. I've got all the articles. They're coming up. They want to make this about raising taxes so the bankers get their austerity money. And God help and God love these poor, pathetic idiots that get conned on the left and right. Poor little things.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I want to give you the toll-free number to join us if you're part of Occupy Wall Street or the End the Fed movement, actually going after the crony monopoly men, the combines, the insiders who've stolen more than $27 trillion total. Now we've learned about an additional $16.6 trillion, not the dog and pony show of the $800 billion they told you about. That's where this money's going. That's why we're going bankrupt. The right at $2 trillion official and non-official supplemental defense funding. This is what we're talking about. And then you got the Federal Reserve branch banks caught laundering money. You've got the president caught with the ATF and FBI helping ship drugs in. That's in the Chicago Tribune and El Paso Times. That's in federal court. National security has been declared. It's all come out. Fast and Furious is not letting some guns get out of gun shops. It's ATF ordering gun shops to sell thousands of guns at a time to ATF agents to ship it to drug cartels that work for the big banks in a war south of the border, knocking out cartels that don't launder their money through the Federal Reserve. By the way, my demonstration in Dallas and the one in Houston and the one in San Antonio, guess who the biggest contingent of people were? Of every color. Currently serving military guys. You could tell they were always in really good shape, short haircuts, coming over, going, yeah, you know, I've served three tours, and I'm back right now, or I just got out, or I'm about to have to go back in, and, you know, a new tour. And, well, I've been in Afghanistan, and you're right. We grow the opium, and it's flown out. Or, yeah, we're told to guard it, and I tell family they can't believe it, so I've taken photos and showed them, but it's even on Geraldo Rivera. I mean, it's even on Fox. This is wrong. I mean, military guy for military guy just going, yeah, we it's crazy. See, in the information age, they can't hide this now. So they just throw it in your face. I mean, that's like I was down at South Padre a few weeks ago, driving back, and they got the checkpoint, and they wanted to search the car. And I just walked over to the Border Patrol and said, it's in federal documents. You guys are ordered to let certain drug cartels bring cocaine in here and marijuana and heroin. I said, no, you're not going to search my car. I don't use your products. And the guy just smiled and said, you can go. I mean, look, game over. I'm not playing your little patty cake game anymore, okay? I'm done. And it's been going on with Mexico forever. Of course the big banks want all that money. Of course. And then they bust you at the grassroots and put you in jail for it. I said I'd go to your calls. Here's the toll-free number. 877-789-ALEX. That's the Sunday number. We use the network numbers during the week. Different number on Sundays. 877-789-ALEX or 877-789-2539. And I'll try to shut up and just take your calls. 877-789-ALEX. Again, I say that too fast. 877-789-2539. I always get complaints. We're going to open the phones up now for 1 minute, and I'm sure 50 will come in, and that'll be our calls for the day. I hear these national shows begging for calls. We could get 1,000 on the board in 5 minutes. But side issue. Well, I love those new people meters coming out now that they don't just have Arbitron diaries we are just, our ratings are exploding everywhere now that they're actually scientific. That is really wonderful, but side issue. Number one in places like Orlando, it's just getting better and better. Okay, continuing here, my friends, I want to go to this video clip, and then we'll take your phone calls. But it's very, very simple. The establishment social engineers knew that people were about to start demonstrating against, quote, Wall Street, a nebulous term for free market. The big crony insider capitalist who use government to shut down their competition and get government contracts and all the rest of it. And by the way, it's come out, shut out American companies and smaller companies, even though it's federal law. They're supposed to bring them all in. That's come out in the news. I was talking to the head of the American Small Business League just last week about it. They've got secret blacklists now. They had them under Bush where they were blacklisting small American companies, but now we found out Obama went further. And as much as I didn't like Bush, folks, Obama is a new level where if you weren't a Democratic Party donor, you don't get a small business contract. And he gets caught and doesn't get in trouble. It's like he's issuing 2,000-plus waivers to big companies that are donors to not have to get health care and what their competition does. I mean, that's such discrimination. That's such big city, Chicago, mob favoritism. That's such racketeering, it makes my head spin. But everybody's looking for discrimination on race or religion instead of just discrimination by the government with insiders. You're so busy worrying about what somebody thinks about your skin color, you don't realize the system is cheating us. And that's what Occupy Wall Street on the grassroots is upset about. But there's been a co-opting by the Democrats, just like the Republicans have tried to co-opt the Tea Party. We need to get the American people together. 5% of the world's population is the U.S. We have right at half the wealth. We're losing that wealth to the bankers. Not your corner banker, the banksters, the people that control the issuance of currency and credit, the private Federal Reserve shareholders who get paid interest on every Federal Reserve note, you call it a dollar, that's created. Let's go back to U.S. notes, bare minimum, or gold and silver. Now, we're going to go to break here in a minute. Do I have time to get to this clip? Let's go ahead and start the clip now. This is the police in San Antonio today saying, please get off the property. And they said, hey, they're over there saying it's private property. Get off the Federal Reserve. And I went over, and the video is going up on InfoWars.com. The audio is not as powerful, but when you watch the cops smiling when I point out that the Federal Reserve is a drug money laundering criminal organization, well, here it is.
Hey guys, how you doing? I'm Alex Jones.
Good, how you doing?
Still good. Can you just repeat? You're saying this is private property?
I don't know. This is the captain.
Sure, go ahead,
yes, sir. This is the property of the Federal Reserve right here.
It's not federal, right?
Yeah, private property. Okay. I need you to go back to the public street.
You know what? It is private property. I think you're right. We will get off. You're absolutely right. Let me just ask you this one question, and I'm going to ask everybody to move off the private property of the Federal Reserve. Doesn't this look like a post office, and it's got federal seals on it, says Federal Reserve? It's like counterfeiting or something. It'd be like if people opened up a...
No, if they didn't counterfeit, do they?
I think that's something police ought to investigate.
Yeah, really.
I mean, just down the road. Doesn't this kind of look weird? It's a federal building, but it's not federal.
I mentioned that to them. They said...
I'm sorry.
What did you say?
It's not a federal building.
It's a
10 years ago, cops were laughing about that. I'm excited you know.
However, you're welcome to call our public affairs or call our head office in Dallas and speak with them.
No, sir, you've been super nice. You're right. Some people thought it was like a park because it looked like a post office. You're right. Private property. We better get off. Hey, guys. Well, they do get our tax money, and they do control everything.
They enslave us.
I mean, sure, they are the slave masters, but see, that you heard the police officer. He's right. This is private property, so we want our private property. Now, it's private property of a mafia, of a criminal cartel. But, nevertheless, it's their private property for now, and until they're indicted and in prison, we won't, and until, you know, we finally get the audit, and the Congress raids all the material, we're gonna respect their private property until then. So let's get off the private property of the Federal Reserve right now. Come on, everybody. Let's go. Get off the private property.
2 days earlier, we made a similar discovery at the Dallas Fed. Here's the video of that.
Tonight, this beautiful weather, here protecting our First Amendment. And I wonder how many of these police officers can read on the sign, Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, federal, but right here it says private property. Does that sound like pride to you? Private Rogers, I have a question for you. You're here guarding the private offshore Rothschild Bank, the Federal Reserve, from evil Americans. Evil Americans. I know you get the Homeland Security reports saying those who don't like the Federal Reserve are evil. I've read the Homeland Security reports.
All right, folks.
The Federal Reserve.
Yeah, there's the Federal Reserve with signs up saying private property, keep off of the police on the private Federal Reserve property, protecting it, in quotes, from us. But here's the good news. In polls, upwards of 85% want it abolished right now. Most Americans now know it's private. Their fraud is coming down. It's the beginning of the end. They are the collectivist. They are the globalist. They're the ones trying to create class warfare and endorsing Occupy Wall.
Infowars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of Infowars.com for the free Infowars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists. Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
are back live and going straight to your calls, but it's important to note, a dead giveaway is that the mainstream corporate dinosaur media, hanging on by its toenails, its gnarly little claws, first ignored the Ron Paul Tea Party that was anti-war, constitutionalist, pro-Second Amendment, pro-sovereignty, truly constitutional, truly conservative. Then when the Republicans started to take it over, they branded it as a Republican movement. But it's more the Tea Party took the Republicans over because they now try to sound like Ron Paul. You can see the evidence of that in Herman Cain and Rick Perry, the rest of them. But the fact that day one, small protests were given attention in New York was a sign that the establishment was going to try to co-opt this. Because the bankers that run this country want higher taxes. Because most of that money's paid to them. So they'll claim that they're going to try to pass all these new taxes to pacify the unemployed and underemployed to pacify them. But really, the lion's share of the stolen money goes to the globalists. And so I'm tired of the left thinking collectivism works. It doesn't work. And I'm tired of the right wing saying that any corporation that operates is perfectly wonderful and good. Bernie Madoff was the head of NASDAQ. Ken Lay was the head of Enron. And it's always government deals and government backing that allows this stuff to grow to this point. For 11 years, the Securities and Exchange Commission was sent dossiers by insiders of exactly what Bernie Madoff was doing. It came out in Reuters as a small blurb about a month ago. We covered it here on air. That thousands of such dossiers were sent on other big Fortune 500 companies, mainly Fortune 100. Sure, getting into that top 100, mooey bad news. All insider, basically. And they're all basically subsidiaries of the big six banks at one level or another. They're all partially owned by them. And they are lawless. And then the small firms get shut down for the smallest infraction, but the big boys get left alone. That's what the revolution in 1776 was about. That's a real Occupy Wall Street. But it's the antithesis of American freedom to call for collectivism. And a week or so ago, Occupy Wall Street was not completely co-opted. The establishment called for it, knowing the people would come because they're angry. The system's got the pulse. Then they tried to co-opt it, and the media basically has let them, at least in who they're giving attention to. There are a lot of in-the-fetters, a lot of constitutionalists at these Occupy Wall Streets, but the media will not talk to them. In Dallas, in Houston, and in San Antonio, the major news is all reported on TV, radio, and print. Even the Houston blog of the Chronicle had it out before it even came out in the paper this morning. And they said, I was at a Occupy Wall Street event calling for basically socialism. I mean, that's, you know, the article basically says I was there, part of it, Austin talk show host. And then it talked about Occupy, you know, Houston. And then out of Occupy Houston, they talked about some of the more collectivist people that spoke for it. See, that's what's so dangerous about the CIA and others trying to come out with this anonymous idea. Doesn't mean everybody that's a hacker for anonymous is bad. Doesn't mean, but it's a perfect envelope to then have government or agencies or mercenaries do something and then blame groups for it. So they just have this anonymous Occupy Wall Street, and then the media can then come in and say what it is. But what's the media saying? Well, we've got solidarity. So's the Federal Reserve. We hear you. The 1% has too much. We'll raise taxes. Exactly what the Federal Reserve is calling for here and the European Central Bank, same group, same shareholders, are calling for. This is economic fraud. We're being captured. And if Republicans don't actively aggress against this and target it and speak out properly, if you have your normal Republican addled response to this, we're going to lose this country. The federal government run by the big banks wants collectivism. They want to go further than socialism. They want a red terror. They want to turn loose the French-style mobs, just like they had in the French Revolution, as Rand Paul has warned. So, see, in a way, Herman Cain is telling the truth when he's warning about the potential of where these groups could go. I'm not saying the groups are bad yet, but it's being steered by the Federal Reserve that he worked for. He responds to his own system and tells you, I'm a conservative. Give me a sales tax on top of an income tax, and I told you so. I told you so. I told you so. They want that national sales tax. They want that VAT, and they're going to get it. I got crew members over in England. I got crew members in England, folks. They pay a 20-plus percent VAT over there on top of income tax and property tax. My God. Ancient serfs paid 10, 20% in Europe. The average American who is a taxpayer is paying over 65% in some form of tax. It's incredible. All right, that's enough. I'll at least get to these 12 calls. Brandon, Rich, Gary, Ivan, Linda, Lee, Ralph, Ben, Frank, Mark, Don, others. Brandon in Pennsylvania, you're up first. Thanks for holding.
I was out at the end of Fed in Philadelphia today. It was kind of disappointing. I was the only one there.
Well, hey, you know what? In 1800, they'd have abolitionist meetings against slavery, and three people show up. But 60-something years later, slavery was outlawed. So don't feel alone, brother.
The most disappointing thing was is the people that most people just got angry with me. I was trying to pass out the Ron Paul flyers, the American Dream DVDs. Most people would get angry with me. And the few people that would actually listen to me couldn't believe that the Federal Reserve was a private entity.
Yeah, by the way, we had those San Antonio cops, and I've since confirmed the guy they were calling the captain was the head of Federal Reserve Security. That's why he said, call my branch bank. There's the head of security for the Federal Reserve in San Antonio saying, we're private, please get off our property, with the cops. And exactly. Folks, see, let me tell you, this was found in Nazi Germany. Once people bought into an evil, the establishment can get crazier and crazier because people have bought into it. They'll rationalize anything at that point. And so America is going the way of the dodo bird right now if we don't get the word out on this. And it's just, I mean, anything else, Brandon?
The only thing is I only met one Prison Planet member out there. But your stickers are posted everywhere.
Well, that's awesome, brother. Listen, we are the biggest alternative media website, Infowars.com, after Drudge. And we have PrisonPlanet.com as well. I mean, I reach conservatively 3 million people a day on radio, 1 million people on the Internet, 600,000 people on our podcast. I don't even promote. Just the one they download from us, not even on iTunes. Our growth curve is we'll be reaching 5 million people in a year. We'll be reaching, if it continues to grow like that, a year later, 10 million people. I mean, look at that. And I'm not even that good of a radio talk show host. I'm just covering real issues. All right, we're going to back at time to jam in one more. Rich in Nevada, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, sir.
Hey, I was listening to a gentleman. I'm sure you know who he is. He's actually a former writer for Forbes magazine. He's in Japan.
Oh, yeah, I forget his name. I've interviewed him before.
Benjamin Fulford.
Yeah, Benjamin Fulford. What would he say?
He was talking about the group he represents has legal documentation. He mentioned Greenspan by name, but
True that he does hang out with the Japanese mafia. I mean that's not debated. He gets interviews with Rockefeller, David Rockefeller, you name it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, stay there. We'll come back to you on the other side, and then we'll go. And then I've got to hurry. Okay, we got at least 2 segments left. And I love hearing from you, and I want to hear from these Occupy Wall Street people. I mean, you can't deny now you have been taken over by the Democratic Party. And, I mean, you really think collectivism, more taxes is going to put this country into cardiac arrest. I mean, you understand economics, right? We'll be right back.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
No one's gonna take me alive.
Oh yeah, you found it, the front lines of the info war. I'm Alex Jones, here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Hardest working guy in radio, back Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Then I return every evening, 7 p.m. Central for InfoWars Nightly News with guests from across the world, investigative reports on every subject you can imagine. It's all premiering every night, 7 o'clock Central, with my films and a lot more, all archived 8-plus years at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we're simulcasting this radio show with a 5-camera shoot as well every day at PrisonPlanet.tv on the Sunday show and the weekday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., all time central. Okay. I want to go back to Rich in Nevada, and I got to hurry in these next 2 segments to get to everybody. But you do understand that the ruthless megabanks, the corporate raiders that have taken over this country, are the major corporations funding collectivism, gun control, socialism, open borders? I mean, go look at who funds gun control. Please go look at the sponsors of the Violence Policy Center or Handgun Control, Inc. Go look at the groups financing totally open borders. It is the entire Fortune 500. It is disgusting. Look at who's funding anti-spanking legislation. Big corporations. Look who's funding forced inoculation, big corporations. Look who's forcing forced drugging of kids, big corporations. These are a group of people that want a bunch of servile consumers who will sit down and shut up while these big corporations go and lobby and take over our government. And I'm sick of naive, moron, wannabe liberals lecturing me about 1% all day. Yeah, 1% has 40% of the wealth. They control 40% of the wealth. They don't have it. Those are jobs and companies and people. And that's not even counting. That's an actuary of the $2 trillion here domestically that rich people have. The ultra-rich are in tax-free foundations and are tax-exempt and wrote the tax laws in the last 50 years in this country or more to be exempt from it. Oh, I get calls every day and emails going, Warren Buffett says he's rich and pays almost no tax, and that's wrong. I agree with him. Raise taxes. Warren Buffett is a cold-blooded globalist. Warren Buffett loves his money so much he put it in a tax-free foundation and only spends part of the profit on his forced inoculations and the rest of it, eugenics. Stop being so naive. Warren Buffett has gotten tens of billions of dollars in bailout money through Berkshire Hathaway and Bank of America and Wells Fargo. Look it up. Look at the tax bill. It's called the Warren Buffett, I forget the exact name, it's Warren Buffett something legislation. It's a tax increase named after him. In Congress, I've covered it on air. You've seen it in the news. It's a tax increase on people making $125,000 a year. Those are the people that spend the money. They're the ones keeping the service economy going. We don't have an industrial economy compared to other nations now. It's been done by design. All right, I'm shutting up. Rich, you had a Benjamin Fulford point. Go ahead and make it.
Well, he was pointing out that they have documentation. They're moving forward. I guess my point is this. I agree with you about most people that, you know, they're trying to co-opt this. A lot of these people, the Occupy Wall Street, they really don't know why they're there. Bunch of college students or a bunch of fake liberals, whatever you're saying. I agree with all of that.
I'm not even saying the majority. The media is giving those people attention. There are smart people at the events. It's just that the media is casting it that way. Kind of like the media in the Rand Paul election got caught three times dressing up people as racist to say they were for Rand Paul. So, I mean, it's basically staged is what I'm saying.
Exactly. But I think the point I'm making is that I think we're going to need an outside source along from people in this country, and I think we have that coming. But my side issue is the fact that I tried to talk to people for years about this, and, I mean, I lost a lot of friends. My family basically thinks I've lost my mind about it.
Yeah, no, there's a reason the country's gotten so corrupt, because a lot of people see being informed as a responsibility, so it's easier just to laugh at people that are informed. I mean, I told people 6 years ago the government was shipping guns into Mexico and drugs back in and had retired DEA agents on. People laughed at it. People are laughing about Fast and Furious, even as it's admitted. Chin up, my friend. Good to hear from you. Gary in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead. Welcome, Gary in Texas. You're on the air.
How's it going?
Good. Go ahead.
I'd like to talk to you about this Occupy the Fed stuff. I've been watching a lot of Webster Tarpey stuff associated with you on the Internet and stuff like that, and he makes some good points there. And I was wondering if you have any recommendations to the people, the general people, that may be naive out there as to how you take advantage of this situation and maybe take control of the evolution of this so-called revolution.
Well, people get confused. I mean, it's on record that the State Department, the CIA, and NATO funded revolutions in the last year all over the Middle East and North Africa. People say, but yeah, those are bad countries, though, and the people in the streets are mad. Yeah, the establishment knows by tracking through sociology and through other digital algorithms, Google-type systems, when people are going to hit the streets. And so the globalists put in their operatives right when people hit the streets to lead it into false solutions. And Tarpley, who would call himself an American system guy, is a real liberal. I mean, he really believes in it. And he's an academic, a smart guy. And so he will tell you from a liberal's position that this whole thing is CIA run. Well, of course it's CIA run. I mean, at least the co-opting. The bankers didn't just rob this country blind without a plan. They plan to then use the revolution against what they've done to collectivize the country, not with their money offshore, but with the middle class, their enemy. And so we are there, and I tried to reach out to them the last few weeks. And now even people in New York and San Antonio who are like, wow, Occupy Wall Street or like to occupy the Fed, They understand that, you know, what's happening. Now my reporters are calling me going, no, you're right. Move On runs it now. They attack Ron Paul. They want to fight the Republicans. It's more divide and conquer. They don't want the American people coming together and getting rid of the private Federal Reserve. They want us fighting with each other. They want to brand the Tea Party as some cornball Republican thing, and they want to brand the Occupy Wall Street and any criticism of banker bailouts as a bunch of hippies. And that's their plan to basically neutralize any populist movement.
So to counter these professionals at creating these revolutions in the past, and probably likewise this one, is there anybody out there that gives us hope that can counter the MoveOn.org?
Yeah, Ron Paul came out a week and a half ago and said, we need to target this at the Fed. He was smart. He said, I salute Occupy Wall Street. You're right. There is a lot of corruption. Let's go after the monopoly capitalists that aren't free market, that have created this system and that are running the system. Let's go after them. And I've driven around three different cities the last 3 days and bullhorn for hours and got huge media attention. And other people are doing it around the country as well. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Scott in Colorado. These are great questions. Look, you want the answer? You got to hit the streets and go to these poor people that got a college degree and they can get a job bagging groceries. And you need to go to them and explain to them why this happened, why the American dream's going down the you-know-what. And, you know, Herman Cain up there going, if you don't have a good job and aren't rich, it's your fault. That might be true for the most intelligent people out there, like Herman Cain or myself or somebody like that. Now, Herman Cain decided to join the New World Order to get his money in power. I decided to fight the system and try to restore the republic. But the point is, for the average person, the factories being shut down, the giant debt systems, the dollar being devalued, I mean, don't give me that people in Mexico are poor because they're idiots, or people in China are poor because they're idiots, or people in Russia are. It's because they've had corrupt systems. That isn't free market to sit there and say, oh, you got a corrupt government, it's still your fault. Okay? Herman Cain was the head of the Fed in one of the most powerful Federal Reserve banks in the country. He wants new taxes in America, a federal sales tax, to be paid to the bankers to pay our, quote, fair share that we don't owe. Hey, Cain, I don't owe those derivatives. You got that? And I knew 16 years ago the Federal Reserve's plan to bring in a sales tax. And I called you out, and I warned everybody that called me saying, we got to have a fair tax. I told you thousands of times they were going to have a sales tax on top of an income tax and a Social Security tax. The 999. And it's going to be the 2020 and the 30-30-30 when they're done with it. We'll be right back.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants.
Well, he gets it.
Well, he gets it. I don't like it any more than
me. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I got some good news for everybody holding. Because I got like 30 phone calls here. Just when they open the phone system up for like 60 seconds. I'm going to get to Ivan, Linda, Lee, Ralph, Ben, Frank, Mark, Don, Scott, and many others. I'm going to go into overdrive. And it'll be on the podcast, the internet streams, and InfoWars.com. Stations won't be carrying it. But let's go to as many of these calls as we can right now. I'm going to go into the third hour, though, today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to just add a third hour on Sunday. Why even come in here if I don't do 3 hours? Scott in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good. I put you to the front of the line because you volunteered. You were at the Colorado in the Fed instead of just prancing around with guys worth hundreds of millions like Michael Moore.
Exactly.
Calling for communism, you actually went out to face the real enemy.
Yeah, I showed up on the steps right at 12 o'clock, and I saw the whole mass of people moving up to the Capitol building. A lot of people were shouting out lots of different phrases like tax the rich, and it really got me unnerved. So I jumped in the middle, and I started announcing that we need to focus our attention on the head of the monster. We need to end the Fed. I saw a lot of InfoWars supporters with End the Fed signs, and I got their support as well.
Good.
And it seemed for a little while there, they were marching the wrong way down Colfax. And I said, it's right over there on 16th Street Mall. Follow me. I know right where it is. And with a group of supporters, we got that mob turned around, and we surrounded the federal building. We shouted down End the Fed, and we stood there. But there's a lot of different diversity.
Scott, I got to stop you. You just did what will defeat them. the system knows everybody's about to rebel against the Federal Reserve. So they say it's Wall Street, it's capitalism. They advertise, show up. Well, many people show up. Michael Moore, Al Gore, they show up to lead it. But you're there going, no, capitalism's good. Free market's good. It's this private bank group that controls the money and that gets the bailout money and that wants austerity. The Federal Reserve has been promoting a new national sales tax. Of course, Herman Cain, their former head, wants one. They want more money. They gave us the income tax at the same time they gave us the Federal Reserve Act in 1913. It's a joke.
A lot of those people there, they don't see what's going on. They only feel what's going on. And a lot of people are disheartened by your recent message. You're a brilliant man because you can educate the people on what you study on. And you've opened my eyes because I saw your coverage on Occupy Wall Street, and then I saw you turn it around, and you said that there's different groups steering it. And I saw some of the people commenting on the site past that, and I got a little discouraged. But then I opened my eyes up, and you do a great job at opening people's minds.
Well, Scott, let's be clear. Let's be clear. I didn't ignore it for the first week and a half. I just the early data I got was Soros, government, Arab Spring, you know, that Gore was calling for a month ago in America, and I knew it was a counter-revolution, so I kept my mouth shut. And then I sat there for hours, you know, a week and a half ago, or now more, researching it, and I thought, wow, this group, at least what the media is giving attention, the people in Occupy Wall Street to get media attention are calling for new taxes, collectivism, stuff that will put this country into a coma. I mean, we're already having cardiac arrest. And so I came out and said it's being co-opted. That got spun by the operatives within to say that I was saying Occupy Wall Street was bad. I wasn't. I was saying don't be co-opted. So they lied to spin it and said, Alex says you're bad. See, so it really wasn't me who was involved in balkanization. I mean, at all three events, I've had Occupy Wall Street people show up, and one of them hundreds, and others just a few dozen in Houston or a few today, and they kind of get mad and get in my face. And I say, no, good job to Occupy Wall Street. I go, do you agree with getting rid of the Federal Reserve? They go, yeah, I understand. But see, I've confirmed now with activists, Move On is there. And they come with the unions, who I'm not even saying they're bad people in and of themselves. They're ignorant, don't understand what's happening. And they take over events and tell you what's going to happen. I mean, look, we've been protesting the Federal Reserve for years. I've been protesting them for 16 years out front their buildings. And so, you know, I've had the Occupy Wall Street folks show up and say, don't co-opt our movement, shut up. Oh, I'm an American. I'm not co-opting anything. I'm here saying I think the Federal Reserve is what should be looked at. It's a fraud. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. A lot of times, like in what I was saying yesterday, because I took that message there, we need to look past Wall Street. We need to look to the top of the mountain. And in that frustration, a lot of people were the 99%, let's raise taxes on the rich. And I made them aware, what's a rich person? Is it somebody with $1 million? Is it a couple together with $1 million? Because that's what they're trying to get us to focus on.
$1 million isn't jack diddly squat. Somebody with $1 million has a bigger house, nicer cars, buys more your local products. They're the people you want around. These are trillionaire companies, literally, that control trillions, that are waging war on the free market. God bless you, Scott. I'm glad you're out there. I'd love to talk to you more. We're going to go into overdrive today. So even after the official show ends in like 6 minutes, we're going to continue. I'm going to go to everybody. Let's go to Linda in Houston, then Ivan, Lee, Ralph, and others. So go ahead, Linda.
Hi, Alex. I was pleased to see you shake your hand at the Houston End the Fed rally, and I would like to encourage everybody out there to take action. In listening to your program, I decided to take action myself, and what I had been doing for several months was I had been running a talk show program on Blog Talk Radio. Well, when I went out to the Houston End the Fed yesterday, I took photos, and I immediately posted them on the Blog Talk Radio program site. And last night, my program was an In the Fed special edition. I mentioned shaking your hand and gave out the InfoWars website address. And on the radio program, I gave out all 12 Federal Reserve Bank locations and addresses, went over the history of the Federal Reserve.
Good.
And what was so rewarding to me was the first caller that I've ever had on the program said how excellent this report was, how he had never heard the information before, and he was ready to investigate the Fed for himself. So So what I'm telling people to do is just take action right now. You never know which, how it's going to lead, but set something up. Do something right now.
Linda, God bless you. Great to hear from you. And that's what we're talking about. They cannot stop an idea. Okay? The Federal Reserve has been caught laundering the majority of the drug money. The Obama administration has been caught shipping tens of thousands of guns into Mexico and drugs in. Do you realize this is in major papers that we just showed you earlier in the hour and last hour? But it's only in regional papers. It's not on the nightly news. You don't hear Issa. Well, I'm not saying he's a bad guy. We've interviewed him multiple times. Issa isn't going there because they say that'll bring down the whole government. We got crooks in the government. The Federal Reserve isn't federal. They build buildings that look like federal buildings. Don't you see the fraud? We didn't have them until 1913. They passed the income tax in 1913, but basically they said it would be for the top 1%. Oh, you got to go look that up. Yeah. And then because it was going to be on the top 1%, it wasn't enforced until the 1950s when they expanded it to everybody. In fact, they started withholding during World War II, just a wartime tax to the Federal Reserve. Now they want a sales tax, just a limited sales tax to pay off the debt. Well, it turns out that debt, we don't owe it. Big Wall Street companies do. Derivatives, counterfeit they sold, and they want my tax money to pay for it. And they got neocon talk show hosts lecturing us with Herman Cain, and we've got to pay our fair share to pay off our debts. I don't owe this money. So that the Bernie Madoff types of the world can get bailed out. You understand? I'm not paying it. You understand that? I'm going to go confront the Federal Reserve. I'm going to go after the real enemy. Ivan in Maine, last caller on the main show, but the show isn't ending. If you're on an AM or FM station, go to InfoWars.com, listen to free audio streams, or watch us at PrisonPlanet.tv, because we're going to continue on, and then we'll also post your videos on the web that will be seen by hundreds of thousands, if not millions, as we continue into the third hour today. Ivan, you take us out as Tail Gunner on the main radio show.
Tail Gunner, I love it. Hey, quick question. Luke Radowski was on your show. I think it was last week or the week before. He was talking about trying to get that organized towards the Fed down in New York City. How's he making out with that?
They've done great. They've had events with upwards of 1,000 people protesting the Fed and almost no media coverage. Again, you go blindly say, I want socialism. The banks go, get that on TV right now. We can really get rid of the middle class with these useful people, these useful idiots. But you actually go after the Fed, you get very little media attention. I mean, Thursday they were in the Fed things all over the country. Huge attention. By then, the clamps were down. Some coverage Friday, a little bit Saturday, very little today. But still, I'd say we got probably $10 million of free advertising the last 3 days. By doing this, and we're advertising who the real enemy is. So resistance is victory. But they don't want to be about in the Fed. That's why the Fed's coming out. I'm friends with Occupy Wall Street. The Federal Reserve agrees communism's the way to go. Let's raise taxes right now. Here's Herman Cain. Hey, folks, he says he's conservative. The Republicans are like, give us a new sales tax. We love it. And he's like, don't worry, I will. Right to the Federal Reserve, baby. That's it for the official radio show. I'm going to come back and overdrive with Ian, Linda, and others. Stay with us. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.